Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. The Roman Catholic Church plays a significant role on the world stage as well as in countless individual lives. So when there's a problem within the church, the effect is made worse. Our guests Jason Berry and Gerald Renner report that currently there is a serious problem within the Roman Catholic Church. It goes well beyond headlines about sexual abuses. In fact, they say there are a number of problems that prompted them to write Vows of Silence, The Abuse of Power in the Papacy of John Paul II. First, Jason Berry.
The terrible bind that the church is in is that it cannot attract large numbers of stable heterosexual men. And that is the challenge in this country. And in all of these Western countries, how do we get heterosexual men back in the priesthood?
Gerald Renner?
The other untold story of the Catholic priesthood is how many are attracted to women, perhaps other men. We have 4% that have been identified as pedophiles. There needs to be a much, much, much greater look at the sexual mores within the Catholic Church.
Gerald Renner and Jason Berry are both seasoned reporters and are both practicing Roman Catholics. Each had done long years of research independently before joining forces to write Vows of Silence. Mr. Renner is recently retired from the Hartford Courant, where he was a staff writer specializing in religious news issues and trends. Mr. Berry is also author of Lead Us Not Into Temptation, and he is widely published. Bill Russell and I find abuses of power unacceptable in any venue, so when Jason Berry and Gerald Renner were in Atlanta meeting with faithful Catholics who share their concerns, Bill and I welcomed Mr. Renner and Mr. Berry to our studio and home. Jason Berry and Gerald Renner, I like simple phrases. I think sometimes simple phrases have some truth in them, but you have turned one on its head for me. One that I like is silence is golden, because there's so little silence in the modern times. And yet you say silence has its dark side, that silence has real problems. Both are true, are they not? And where do we begin to think about the dark side of silence? Jason Berry?
Well, I think for the two of us as investigative journalists and as Catholics who have written extensively about the problems in the Catholic Church, the idea that silence can be imposed to block the light of the truth is sort of a fueling reality for us. And both of us have been dealing with this subject in different ways for a great many years. I published a book in 1992 called Lead Us Not Into Temptation that was the first major look at the child sexual abuse crisis in the church. And the new book that Jerry Renner and I have done together, Vows of Silence, is subtitled The Abuse of Power in the Papacy of John Paul II. And with all due respect to the Pope, God bless him, nevertheless, as we have explored in this book, his detachment from the crisis that arose well before the events in Boston of 2002. In fact, in Australia, Canada, and Ireland particularly, the pattern of sexual behavior within the clerical environment was so pronounced that legal action and media coverage began to be quite common in the early 1990s. All of that led us to decide to track the lines of authority back to the Vatican itself in what we've written.
Gerald Renner.
And in our book, we go to the door of the Vatican. Most of the other cases that we've heard about here in the United States have involved American priests. Here we cite a case study where 9 men, 7 Mexicans and 2 Spaniards, had been abused when they were young boys in the seminary, brought into the Order of the Legion of Christ when they were as young as 10 years old and started being abused when they were 12. And they've come forward and they've tried everything to call this to the attention of the Pope, even filing a case under canon law in the Vatican in 1998, which was accepted as worthy of investigation, but went nowhere after about a year or so. And the Vatican is somewhere, perhaps where the American bishops were 30 or 40 years ago. They have no policy. In the United States, a priest who had 9 accusers would have been bounced long ago. The Vatican has no such policy.
And in jail, presumably.
Well, perhaps, yeah. After a, the problem is these abuses happened in Spain and in Italy, in Rome, the legal systems are entirely different.
One of the challenges for those of us who didn't grow up in the Catholic tradition is to understand the structure, the flow of power, the flow of influence. Who's in charge? Who's not in charge? Who thinks they're in charge? And it would help, I think,
when we come back,
because it turns out that even the things I thought I knew turn out either to be just dead wrong or seriously misguided. So I think it might help those of us who
indeed. When we come back with Gerald Renner and Jason Berry, who are the authors of Vows of Silence: The Abuse of Power in the Papacy of John Paul II. This is the Paula Gordon Show. Bill Russell and I invite you to be with us when we return.